Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Yeah. Hi, Caroline. How are you doing?
Hi, Jason.
Yeah. So.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I should say Monica's here. Monica Silver, our development director.
Well, I was going to introduce her.
Sorry.
Good Lord. It's my show. Stop it. Anyway, yes, I'm really excited. We have Monica, KXism, Monica Silva, sitting here this morning, along with Mrs. Holly Wilson, who is the hostess of one of the coolest events in Laguna Beach, GNO. Do you know what a GNO is?
Genetically modified,
objects.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Girls' Night Out.
Well, of course I wouldn't know about that.
One of the best events in Laguna Beach supporting the Boys and Girls Club.
Doesn't
right,
that warm your heart to hear that?
Good morning, Holly.
Wait a minute.
How are you?
I don't know anything about
good
this,
morning,
right? I've obviously not heard anything about this. But I want to go already.
It's girls really, really fun.
Of course
I could
do.
Wear a dress.
All the men in town want to
It's party girls
with the
only,
girls.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah, even Dave goes away.
That's right.
It's just the
I
chicks.
Kick him out for the night.
So welcome to the show, Holly. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank
to
you.
To talk about Girls Night Out and the Boys and Girls Club. So I think the most important thing, what I want to know and the listeners want to know, is you have opened your beautiful home to the Boys and Girls Club and for this event year after year. And why do you do that?
Well, I think it was about 9 years ago when Carrie Reynolds, who a former board member of the club, came to me and asked if Dave and I would be willing to host this event. And it was going to be the first Girls Night Out. And I talked to Dave about it, and right away he said, absolutely, it would be a great event. And at the time, we were hoping to get 100 women to come rock 100 Rockledge. And I believe, Monica, we got the 100 women.
Not only that, I mean, it was so much fun to organize the event. Holly was amazing. Carrie at the time was on the committee. And we had this idea, and we were like not sure if we were going to get 100 women, and we weren't sure if how we were going to get sponsors and what this would look like. And it was so much fun creating this event with Holly. Well, I can't believe it's been 9 years, and here we are. It's like you said, the best event of the year,
I think. Best event of the year. I love it. I mean, not only is it like just an incredible location, your home is so beautiful, but like the food is amazing. The auction items are amazing. I mean, this year, there's like, okay, so Winston Jules is the...
Donating three separate prizes.
I mean, like these gorgeous earrings, strands of pearls, pearl earrings. I mean, and the opportunity drawing is such a, only 200 tickets will be sold, you know, and you can get two tickets for, you know, $150. So, I mean, like, what a great way to contribute to the Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach and, you know, maybe pick up some, like, really beautiful jewelry. But let's get back to the event. It's one of the biggest fundraisers, right, for the Boys and Girls Club.
It is.
And, I feel like it sells out every year. Every year I've been, it seems like it's a sold-out event.
It does sell out every year. And the timing of it is actually perfect. You know, it's after summer, the kids are back in school. It's a great time for all the women to catch up with their friends that they didn't get to see over the summer. And Starfish does an amazing job with the food, and the auction items are always fabulous. It's a fun event.
All right, so let's talk about when it is. It is Thursday, September 28th, and it's the tickets are on sale still, and they're going fast, as usual. So, Monica, what is the website? Do you remember?
I do.
Quizzing you.
Good question. I hope Michelle's listening. www.bgclaguna.org. Oh, LagunaBeach.org.
That's right.
Yeah, bgclagunabeach.org.
So that's
and
where
you I'm go. Sure they're like, as soon as you go onto the website, I'm sure you're going to see a cute silhouette or a high heel or some cute little invitation or something. Probably click on that and it'll take you to the ticket purchase page.
Absolutely. So Holly, of all of the ones that you've hosted, can you tell any funny story? Like, is there anything that's at your house, like sort of aftermath of
I know,
Girls
and
Night
if Holly
Out?
Can't, I can
okay,
for sure.
Yeah, like,
so
you
let's
know,
see
come
what
on,
she
like
picks.
Some dirt. What's like the sort of post
Monica,
event
like
dirt
said,
that we
there
can,
are many.
That you can say on air?
That was going to be my question.
Well, there was one year that Alex, her, which is her beautiful daughter, was finally old enough to stay. And I think this was like 3 years ago. Finally old enough to stay. I mean, she had been watching us getting ready for this event for years, and it was her first girls' night out. She was so cute, so helpful, and she loved the event. And she comes running up to Holly, and we're all talking, obviously, about some really important auction item that just sold for really a lot of money. And she goes, "Mom, the cops are here." And she goes, "What?" Somebody,
that is right.
And she, it was hilarious because we were laughing. The cops got called on our party, or actually Holly's party. It was really funny. The police officers were amazing. They were it's a boys and girls couple plan. Then they left. It was
okay,
great.
Besides
wait a minute, why did they bust it? What were they called for?
Come on, it's 200 women.
It was 200 screaming women. The bidding was going on, apparently.
It was the noise.
It was the noise. But I think they were really there because they knew
it was
200 women.
It was
were
the
there.
Smell of estrogen.
They wanted just to see.
Yes.
Because they were so great. And they just turned around and walked away. They're like, "Have a great night. Raise a lot of money. Yeah. Bye."
And they showed up the next year as well.
Ah. Yes. Hey, there's a theme here.
That was really funny. It was really cute.
Yeah.
I love Alex.
So we're talking to Holly Wilson, who is like one of Laguna's most awesome. This is why I have the show, is to showcase and highlight people like Holly and her husband, Dave, who are philanthropists and community members and parents, and you know, they just are part of the fabric of Laguna Beach. And I'm super excited to have you on to talk about Girls Night Out for the Boys and Girls Club, big fundraiser. Again, the website for tickets, which are like slim to none, going fast.
And I think the price increases after today. So today's a really good day to just go on there and get them. Just buy one for you, buy one for your friend. I'm telling you, no one's going to tell you no. They don't want to go with you to this event. It's amazing. It gets better every year. And I think they're $125, if I'm not mistaken, right? And they can go on to the website, bgclagunabeach.org.
Perfect.
And they just can just click on the Girls Night Out little icon, and then it takes them right to the ticket purchase page. Buy two, buy three.
Buy 10.
Buy four.
One year, I got to say this, my girlfriend, she's like, two of the girls I was with basically bought the two live auction items. The one was like the Mexico mm-hmm, house. Mm-hmm. So she got one of those. Another one got like another, you know, like very large live auction item.
Probably the two nights in Vegas.
It was really funny. And I'm like, all right.
Do you guys want to talk about some auction items?
Oh, do we have time, Jason?
Yeah. I was just thinking, actually, this is a great event because this is a load of women getting together to get drunk and raise money.
That's right.
So that they can drop the kids off at the Boys and Girls Club and go home and get drunk.
Well, I don't know if it's actually like that.
Is that misogynistic of me to say that? I don't know.
Oh, there's probably a few that, exactly.
Let loose a little bit, we call it.
I'm thinking, if it was my mom, that'd be the case.
Let loose, you know, spend 30 grand on a, you know, thing. Gorgeous Mexico villa.
For a great cause.
For a great cause.
It is all for a great cause.
Come on.
A win-win. Then they just have to go home and explain
tell
their husbands.
Yep.
No.
Honey,
of course,
honey,
it's brilliant.
Honey.
Of course, the Boys and Girls Club is just one of the most important and best organizations in town. So go. We've got a couple of minutes. Do some auction items.
And actually, I want to follow up with that, Jason. My kids have been going to the Boys and Girls Club since they, you know, I don't know as working parents what we would do with after school, affordable after school. That's safe and, you know, enriching. There's homework programs. There's mm-hmm. computer programs. There's a teen center. I mean, it's
pretty amazing and remarkable.
Thing that we have in
Laguna Beach,
for sure. So, and thing's the wrong word.
I'm sure it's useful for all women and all men as well, parents of kids. But if you're a single parent and you need to go do something or go somewhere or stay at work, you know, till after the kids have finished school, this is vital thing, and it's so the kids are safe and they're occupied and they're still learning, and it's really a vital thing and a brilliant part of the community. So, yeah.
Thank you for articulating that.
Yeah, I'm going to add one thing as a former staff member, you hear the proverb, it takes a village to raise children, and here mm-hmm. in Laguna Beach, we all kind of have hands in that. We support schools, we support. Supporting the Boys and Girls Club really is taking your part in the village. I mean, you know, we all have to help these children. And it's not just the ones that are at the club, but the ones who benefit from having great friends that went to the club or something. So I was very lucky to be part of that village. And I think that supporting this village, you know, that helps the children, helps the schools, it helps the community, it raises great adults. So Holly is like a huge champion of the club. So I think that, you know, I don't... I'm sure we all know why she supports it. It's really amazing,
it's not too much to say that you're, you know, this is important for the future citizenship of this
absolutely.
Town. Absolutely. And
whether your kids go to the club or not, you gotta support it because it's helping other children help your children. It's, you know, you're building great friendships with them. It's really important. So,
you know, I was a latchkey kid. As a child.
Oh, so was I.
Mom had to work, so really? So
totally.
Got a key, since I was 7 years old, used to go home. I would sit in the window and wait for my mother to come home from work, and that's why I turned out the way I did. But let's have plenty of people supporting the Boys and Girls Club to avoid that in the future.
Well, there's lots of reasons. But anyway, so Holly, we're wrapping up. Is there anything else that you want to mention?
No, ladies, if you don't have your tickets, please purchase them today. Come out and help the young kids of Laguna Beach. It is truly a great cause.
I love it.
And since we didn't mention auction items, go to the website. I'm sure there's a couple that are listed, or, you know, contact someone or look on Facebook. I'm pretty sure they're going to be posted on social media. If you're not following the Boys and Girls Club, go on Instagram. They show beautiful pictures of last year, the year before. You can see what the party that if you don't buy tickets, you'll miss. They show the food. They show all the auction items. So follow them on Instagram. They're going to have a lot of pictures that to entice you to go.
On the other hand, if you go into this thing because you want a bargain, you're in the wrong place.
Actually.
Am I wrong about that?
And the swag bag, we haven't even talked about that, is amazing. There's so much there. There's like hair and makeup. There's like so many fun things to do.
What's in the swag bag this year, Holly, real quick?
We're still working on that. We do have some new items coming in, so... You have to come and find out.
Products, coupons. Okay, I can go on and on.
Super
and on. Sorry.
Cool, girly stuff that you actually use. Okay, we got to wrap up. Holly Wilson, thank you so, so much for being on Caroline's Cause Corner
thank
today.
Thank you.
Monica Silva.
Thank you.
I haven't had you on my show in either a very long time or ever, so I'm really psyched that you are part of the show today. Jason, always love having you on the show.
No, we'll be right back at you.
And if any of the listeners have anybody wonderful that they would like to have on the Caroline's Cause Corner, let me know on my Facebook page, and I will consider it for sure. Thank you, everybody. Go to Girls Night Out. Buy your tickets today. This is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.